5 years after the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine, the AFP have joined forces with its international partners to appeal for more witnesses to come forward. It comes after Dutch authorities released a series of phone intercepts they say reveal Russia's influence in the crash, a crash which killed all 298 people on board, including 38 Australians. The AFP says it wants to speak to anyone with direct knowledge about the incident, and particularly anyone with information about the military operations in Ukraine at the time. AFP Assistant Commissioner Peter Crozier joined me earlier. Assistant Commissioner, thanks so much for joining us on PM.
Thanks for your time, Tom.
Where did these recordings come from and what do they reveal?
Tom, the recordings that we've been able to capture are part of the investigation. So we've worked with our Ukrainian partners and our other international partners, including our Dutch partners, our Malaysian partners, our Belgian partners, to pull together the brief. So these have been able to, we've collected from the Ukrainians who've worked with us, that have been collected over the period of time, which was key to the investigation leading up to the 17th of July in 2014.
And so are these tapes the smoking gun linking Russian officials directly to the shooting down of the MH17, or is it more about revealing the broader working relationship between the pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine and Russian officials?
And I think that's right, Tom. You hit the mark there. Is that it's not the smoking gun. It's more about giving us an indication that the individuals within that area of the Ukraine in Donetsk were active and working very and cooperating and in communicating closely with the hierarchy in the Russian Federation, and not just about, as we understood, around the military assistance, but this is around some financial assistance and some ministry assistance as well. So it's a bit broader than just a military-related relationship.
Do we know how high up the coordination went on the Russian side yet?
Tom, we're not able to confirm how high that would be. And, you know, but we're talking about some key decisions that were made. This is pretty important military material that was passed across the Russian border that went into Ukraine. And so we suspect that the level of decision-making was very high. It's just being able to get that information to prove that so we can use it in court.
Okay, and you're using these recordings to appeal for witnesses that you hope will come forward. It's 5 years since the plane was shot down, but realistically, you must be needing information from a whistleblower, someone on the inside in the Russian military or amongst the rebels in eastern Ukraine. What are the realistic chances that someone like that would come forward?
I don't think we would ever be in a situation to discount anything. You know, the reasons why people might be motivated to come and talk to us with the information they may have known, as you say, it's 5 years ago. A lot's changed. People's relationships have changed. Their reasons for being in situations that they had and thoughts they may have had previously may have changed as well. So, you know, we don't want to discount anything. And I don't want to sort of be in a situation where someone would think that the material that they had doesn't directly relate to communication leading to the book being in eastern Ukraine on that date. It maybe just give us an understanding of what the structure of leadership was, what people were talking to whom, and what sort of requests they were making of those individuals, and what the relationships that they had at that level.
Peter Crozier, given it's unlikely these four suspects will actually front the International Criminal Court in March and face justice, how much hope should the families of the 38 Australians who died put in this joint investigation team and its chances of achieving justice and closure?
Well, I think it's very important to note how supportive all the family members have been to our investigation and all the international jurisdictions. That has been one of the real strengths of the relationship. I think many people would have suggested throughout the investigation that we would never get to the phase that we're at now where we charge senior officials. But that's what we've moved towards. We've got a court date set for March next year. Again, I think there would be people suggesting we would have never made that. Yes, these are difficult investigations, a very complex matter. But, you know, we take into account the fact that many people may have thought that it was going to be too difficult. And if we ever took that approach, then I think we are doing a disservice not only to the families, but certainly to those victims.
Peter Crozier, thank you so much for speaking to PM.
Tom, thanks very much for having me.
Peter Crozier is the AFP Assistant Commissioner.